KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sunday Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to Today's Rock.
89.9 KGRGFM. That was, I don't know what that was because the top of the hour flipped.
That's sorry. Okay. That oh, was no. a song.
It was a good song.
Yeah, it was a pretty awesome song. So at this time of the night, you know, it's we've just crossed over into 11 o'clock. So that means it is time for the slumber party.
Whoop.
That is when we ask each other fun, awesome questions guaranteed to make each guest the talk of the party. Get the 411 on all your BFFs. Hmm? Super fun questions to ask each other that will keep your party from being a snore.
Very nice.
So grab some pizza, make some popcorn, and let's play the slumber party and get ready to LOL.
LOL.
Is that with a Z or an S or...
S or Z, whatever.
You know what? It just is. I don't even know why I ask. So, for the last couple weeks, we've been doing custom slumber party questions. You know, it's like, you know, asking about what bands that have stuck around with you, what kind of Halloween candies you like, and things like that. And since it is the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive here at KGRG, we thought we would go around the room because, like, at this point, we've been... You know what, Mickey?
Yes.
We've been here a while.
Yeah.
We've been here a while in KGRG time. So,
yeah.
So I think talking about our experiences compared with the experiences of the young people who are both furiously on their phones. I think they're texting each other.
What?
While they're in the...
Doing Twitter.
Ooh, even better.
Looking at the Twitter.
That's great. At KGRG FM or MMAD Radio KGRG.
But a butch.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, no, I thought we would just talk about what it means to us, you know, kind of connect with our feels a little bit, but just kind of, you know, wax philosophical a little bit about,
yeah,
really about the station and why it's kind of cool and kind of important with
exactly
us. So the one thing we didn't figure out, producer Mickey, is what order we wanted to go in.
Ooh, do you want me to start with one newbie and one oldie?
I think we should just kind of stagger it like
yeah.
that. So do you want to go first?
Oh, I'm the oldie. Okay, I'll do it.
I could go first if you'd like.
I'll do it. Yeah. Okay, so KDRG is incredible. It has given me a place to hang out, to form very, very tight friendships, to do something that I've wanted to do my entire life. I've always wanted to be on the radio, and I never thought that I would be able to achieve it, because I'm like, oh, that's such a... I'll never be able to reach that dream, because it's so far-fetched. Nobody will ever let me on the radio. That's crazy. But here I am, talking on the radio, having a fantastic time doing it. I've been here at KGRG for... over a year now.
Just over a year?
Yeah.
Like a year and a month.
It's pretty exciting. I have founded so many good friendships. I am here almost all the time. I feel like I should be paying rent by now. Just because I put my food in the fridge. I sleep on the couches. I laugh and smile with all the people here. Truly, it is an incredible environment. And I love that so much trust is put into the students to run the station well enough for it to be like, oh yeah, that's pretty sweet. And I love the feeling that goes into the station as well, because everyone, we're all college kids, we're weird,
yeah.
But we are also responsible for things, so we have to be businesslike as well. And I think it's very good practice for in the future. So I love KGRG just because it's a fantastic place to hang out and to have fun and do what you love.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Very well said, Mickey. Very well said. It's like, I think you've practiced this. I think we've been through a pledge drive or two together at this point.
I've been to a lot of 110 classes, my man.
Yep.
And you're always just like, here's my spiel. All right, bye.
Yep. Out.
Bye.
Well, see, and I think this is good practice for the kids, because they will eventually grow up and be that that first day in 110, just like, like you and I have been. And incidentally, we're talking about Journalism 110. Registration for winter quarter, I think, started.
Yes, it starts tomorrow.
Oh, starts tomorrow. Goodness. Okay, so, so we'll be talking about that a lot also. But yeah, registration for winter quarter is coming up. Journalism 110, where you, much like all of us that you're listening to now, you can be on the radio on KGRG FM, and you know it's an awesome class. You know, I Mickey almost slipped into my spiel, and I'm not gonna do that. But anyway, go to greenriver.edu or click on the register tab in kgrg.com for more information. We'll talk about that more later, but for now, let's go. I feel like Negan all of a sudden. I'm just like eeny meeny miny.
Ruh-roh.
Let's talk to Hunter because because you're the more senior of the two interns by a week.
By like 2 weeks or something
like
that.
Yeah, not long, but
no.
But yeah. What bear your soul, good sir.
Bear my soul. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like Mike was going off of like even you can be a part of this.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Even a like 2.5-year college vet here who's also going to school to be a history education major can be on the radio.
Yep.
That is what I've definitely learned. And one of the things I love about being here is that today I felt like crap. I woke up at 2:00 today, and even yesterday I did not feel good. And like I forced myself to get up and get here, and it literally made me feel better. And it's just I've met so many people, so many kind, polite, considerate, funny individuals here, and if I need a good laugh, I just talk to Mike or Mickey.
Yeah.
If I need to talk,
drag yourself. My God,
I'm trying to be inspirational here.
It's the self-deprecation station. That was pretty good.
Oh crap! I lost my train of thought.
Yes! That was fine.
No, yeah. And it's just I'm just so lucky to have met these people, and I'm beat myself up every single day that I didn't find this place sooner. And I just don't know like what I would have done if I hadn't met these people.
Yeah.
And
we wouldn't have a squad.
No, we wouldn't.
Nope.
And yeah, I wouldn't have a place to really express myself on air for all you peoples to listen to.
Well, you certainly wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet Miss Allie.
Yes, I wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
See?
It's one of those things that if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Right.
It's Wonderful Life, people. Go watch it.
I love it.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Oh, so that means it's my turn then, because we were bouncing back and forth.
Yep.
Okay, so for me, now again, Mickey was talking about the spiel we give at the beginning of 110. I live for that because much like Hunter, much like several other folks that have come through KGRG, I don't know. I was here at Green River College for 2 years before I realized that we had a radio station on campus, let alone two.
Same.
It's not just Today's Rock on KGRG FM. We also have KGRG One, your classic alternative. Definitely shout out to those guys. But yeah, it's like I have always been a fan of radio. I not just being a fan that would just listen to the show. I wanted to be part of the show. Like, I would call in and send voicemails and emails and, you know, do whatever I could to try to be a part of the show. And then being part of KGRG kind of gave me that opportunity to be the show, you know, to do my own show. You know, I never would have dreamed 2 years ago that I would be talking to you right now on the radio. It's... You know, all of the friends that I've made, including like, you know, recording artists and celebrities and, you know, just this people that I say that I know that, you know, I just never would have imagined possible. And the thing that I tell the new class of 110 students every quarter, because I've gone every quarter since since becoming part of KGRG a year ago last summer, is that through this program and this radio station, you will find a passion you didn't know you had. Much like Hunter was saying, this is kind of like a stopover for you. It's something you're doing for fun. But other folks come in and, you know, you'll have plans and schemes and all that, and then find the course of whatever you thought you were doing being totally derailed. That's what happened to me. Like, I finished my IT degree, and while I was looking for jobs, I took journalism 110 and 120 over the summer, and now I'm a broadcaster. There's no going back.
No.
It just gets in your heart. It gets in your soul. And the newest wrinkle that I add to my storytelling is that now, because of the skills that I've learned here at KGRG, I have a job at an actual professional corporate radio station doing the things that I do.
Yay.
Here. I found somebody to pay me to press the buttons. which actually, if anybody listens to my show, you probably wonder, oh my goodness, how, but no, I'm really grateful for the opportunities that I've been given here. And that's why I'm asking you to consider donating during the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive, is because all of us have had those opportunities because KGRG is a thing. You know, the four of us never would have crossed paths otherwise, but now we're great friends, colleagues, and broadcasters together. And none of that would have happened without this station, and we need your help to survive. We the school pays for some of our expenses, but not all of them. Tuition covers some of it, but not enough of it. So we need your help to, you know, we affectionately refer to keeping the lights on. But yeah, no, it's we haven't even talked about gift packages yet. We've got that coming up in our next break.
Yes.
Okay. Now I know I'm running way long, and kudos to Hunter for trying to keep me on schedule. But before we go to break, Taylor, I didn't want you to get shortchanged. Was there anything you wanted to mention?
About my time here?
Yeah, about your experience.
Well, when you say the stuff about, you know, not where you come in and then you find something you didn't think you were passionate about, that's how I kind of feel with promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I came in, I knew I wanted to do broadcasting. I'm good at talking, so I knew it would be a fine fit in with music.
Yeah.
But then when they asked or offered up the promotions director position, I was like, okay, I like concerts and, you know, obviously there's more to that, and I've done a lot of community type stuff, and so I was like, I'll give it a shot. And even though at moments it can be kind of frustrating or stressful,
oh sure,
overall it's really fun. And I think that if something were to happen where you just, you know, a broadcasting, like a disc jockey position is not available at the moment, I can always rely on having this experience to go work as a promotions director for some station.
Well,
and know I'll enjoy it.
Well, and you could put that on your resume.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a thing, you know? I mean, this is practical, real world. Like, I mean, obviously you can't see it on the radio, but the hand motions that Hunter has been giving me that I have been not following, you know, that's stuff that you learn out in the real world. So, I mean, we are a bunch of kids goofing off, but we're also learning very practical skills that are in demand in this industry. I mean, there's KGRG alum all over the broadcast atmosphere, not just here in the Seattle area, but all over the country.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected myself to be doing this job like this.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. I just was coming, getting my degree, and going out in the real world and rocking on rock music.
Yeah.
But this is something that I'm thankful that I, you know, stepped out and tried to do, because I think it makes me have, like, even a stronger chance of getting where I want to be.
Absolutely.
Helps.
Yeah. No, I feel, and I think that's, again, that's what makes this station so vital, and it makes this station so important. So again, help us keep running. Consider donating to the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. And we're going to take a break, play a couple songs, and then we'll be right back to tell you about some of the awesome gift packages that you can get by donating. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. Stick around. We will be right back.
To KGRG 89.9 FM.
Lately on The Buzz, people have been calling in wanting my package.
What?
You know, my big, bulging package.
What?
My package of tickets that we give away on Ticket Trivia Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Listen for the cue to call every Thursday morning around 7:15 to win my package full of the hottest tickets in town to concerts, comedy shows, and more. And listen to The Buzz every Wednesday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 89.9 KGRG FM, the all-new KGRG.com, and the KGRG app.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
The Jet City Comic Show returns to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. Packed with games, guests, and events for fans and families. For a shot at free two-day passes, be sure to listen Monday nights to Mike and Mickey After Dark and The Buzz Wednesday through Friday mornings. For more information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com, The Jet City Comic Show, November 5th and 6th.
When you need to tune out the craziness.
Pumpkin spice lattes. The coffee that tastes like a candle.
You are one huge nerd.
You're gonna die, clown!
Tune in to KGRG.
Futsa Julie, by request from my man Cork from Payne. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. 89.9 KGRG FM. That was Futsa Julie.
Nice.
Try saying that three times fast.
I cannot.
I wouldn't. That by Payne and by request from our man Cork from The Buzz, who I spent the majority of Sunday with at the Jet City Comic Show. We got wrangled up by stormtroopers and there was a Boba Fett there, and it was pretty awesome. So what we're going to do now is we are going to talk in more in depth about the 2016 KGRG Fall Pledge Drive, and specifically where you can go to donate, where you can find us, because we'll have a table set up all this week. And as well as where to donate online. I think I just said the same thing twice, but
that's all right, buddy.
All right. So, first,
yes.
A little bit of clarification.
Oh.
So it's a pledge drive, which means, you know, being broke college kids as we are, we know that money's tight, and like, you know, you may not have the available fundage right on hand. So, for example, with our gift packs, if you fill out a pledge drive form and say, I would like to donate $10, you know, you fill it out, you give it to us, and then basically when you've got the money, give us the money, and then we will give you the gift packs.
Hmm.
Now, if you've got the money and say, here's my $10, give me my stickers and patch, then you're good to go. But I've seen folks confused about that from time to time, especially for some of the larger ticket items like the grab bag, which we'll be talking about in a sec. So I just kind of want to put that... Just kind of put that out there. It's basically, it's a pledge to donate money, not necessarily give us money right now.
Exactly.
So more or less, like, for example, you could call us up right now at 253-833-5004 and say, I would like to donate $10. We will jot down your information and we will send you a envelope in the mail for you to send you, you know, send back your check or money order. Don't put cash in an envelope. That's just a dumb idea, but or at least less smart. I don't know. But then anyway, once we receive the money, then we send you your gift pack. So does that logistically make sense before we go much further?
Yes, it does make sense. So if you don't have the money now, that's okay, as long as you have the money later.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So let's talk about these actual gift packs. We have five different reward levels, and basically you give us the donation at this level and then we reward you with one of our gift packs. It's Pledge Drive is the time to stock up on KGRG merch. That's when we roll out generally a new item. We also have t-shirts, stickers, patches, and whatnot. So let's get some of the folks in the newsroom involved. What do you guys get when you donate at the $10 level at the bottom of the reward packages there?
I'm glad you asked. You will get in the $10 fan pack a KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker pack and a KGRG FM patch.
Those patches are pretty cool. They'll look really good on your DIY vest.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean they're like the perfect size to go on a punk vest.
Oh, they for sure. Really
cool. I need one for my jean jacket.
Absolutely. So Hunter, what's the next donation reward level?
The next one is $25 for the KGRG tea pack. And that is not the tea that you drink. we have KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker pack, KGRG FM patch, and a KGRG FM listener tee, which comes in sizes small, medium, large, extra large, and 2XL.
Nice. So you get a KGRG FM t-shirt in addition to all the other cool, fun stuff. I like that. So let's switch things up. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
What do you get at the $40 level?
Well, that is the premium sports pack. Mm-hmm. That's where you get the KGRG FM, KGRG 1 sticker packs, which are some really sweet bumper stickers. And then you get the patch, and you get the brand new messenger bag.
This messenger
bag. Whoa, damn.
It's basically, it's a Jack Bauer bag, kind of there was
a crossbody bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a crossbody bag, kind of like a man purse, or a merce.
A satchel.
There you go. Exactly. I'm getting me one of these, and
I want one so bad.
I'm hoping that
there's lots of pockets and stuff. It's perfect,
dude.
Oh
it's like all
you
the
can put
pockets.
Like a laptop in it.
Yeah, it's got a sleeve for a laptop. Tons of pockets, tons of zippers. It's a rugged bag. Like our engineer, John Kasprick, has one of these bags, and he has had it for upwards to like 10 years.
And it looks brand spanking new.
And he's not nice to it either.
He tosses that stuff everywhere.
Yeah, they're very well made and perfect for students on the go. So that's at the $40 level. And while I'm talking here, I will talk about the $65 level, the KGRG grab bag, which includes the sticker packs for both KGRG FM and KGRG 1, your classic alternative. You also get the KGRG FM patch. You also get a KGRG FM t-shirt and the messenger bag.
Whoa.
So you get...
You could be rocking so much KGRG merch at once.
All of those things that we've already mentioned, but that is not the top level, is it, guys?
No,
it's not.
We have a way, way cooler one.
Super cool one.
So newsroom, why don't you guys tell us about what the ultimate reward is for the KGRG FM Fall 2016 Pledge Drive?
So for $89.90, it's the ultimate KGRG FM listener experience.
Whoa, damn.
You want to know what's in that one?
Yes, I'm shaking in my seat. I'm so excited.
You get the KGRG FM and KGRG 1 sticker pack.
Whoa.
The messenger bag.
Whoa.
A hoodie.
Oh.
And that's not all.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
A backstage pass to your favorite KGRG FM specialty show.
No way. That's so cool.
Wow. Dropping the mic.
All for A990.
For real.
That's not even too bad.
No. That's, I mean, that you get a lot for what you get.
You get to hang out with us if you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. And the hoodie is super durable and warm as well. On Saturdays in the afternoons, we have the King with Under the Covers. And he's been through KGRG a multitude of times.
Yep.
And he has had his KGRG sweatshirt or his hoodie the entire time, and it still looks very, very nice, even though it is well worn and well loved.
It's very well loved. Now, that's actually a favorite item of a lot of us here at the KGRG FM staff. Like during the summer, like when we would go out to the racetrack to go see John Boyette racing the number 10 Green River Buzz KGRG number 10 Chevrolet out at the Evergreen Speedway. Anyway, it would get cold at the Speedway at night. And yeah, those KGRG FM hoodies were very comfortable. And like recently at Haunted Forest, a lot of people wearing KGRG hoodies there also. Mm-hmm. Very, very comfy. So, yeah, so at $89.90, the ultimate KGRG FM listener experience, you get all of those items, the sticker pack, the messenger bag, a hoodie, but you'll also get the backstage pass to hang out with your favorite KGRG show. It could be us, Mike and Mickey After Dark, or, you know, our morning show, The Buzz, every Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. You know, maybe metal is your taste. Hang out with Killing Spree for heavy metal late night death.
I would pay that much just to hang out with Killing Spree.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe vegan hardcore is more your jam. You hang out with Trevbot and Hannah from The Pit for Dead Air, and X Chris X and all those fun guys. And, you know, so any of your favorite KGRG personality, you can hang out with them with the backstage pass, which you get at the ultimate KGRG FM listener experience at the $89.90 level for donating. So let's talk about how you can actually donate. You can call us up, 253-833-5004. Each of us has one of these pledge drive forms where we will take down all of your information. And again, since we're talking to you on the phone, we can't take your money over the phone. We will send you an envelope so that you can send us money. Once we receive the money, you will receive your gift pack. You can also go to our website, kgrg.com, click on the donate tab. It could not be any easier. There, you can donate via credit card. So you don't have to wait for envelopes or mail or anything like that. It's set up to where you can pay via credit card, or you can download the donation form and mail it in if you'd like. But then from there, we'll ship you your reward package, your gift for donating. And then lastly, you can come visit us on the Green River College campus.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on donate in KGRG.com, it'll show you the schedule of where the pledge drive table is going to be set up, because we're doing something different this pledge drive. We're making our operation mobile. We're going to a few different buildings. We've been in a couple few different places. So here's kind of the rundown of where we're going to be the next couple days. Tomorrow, that's going to be Tuesday, November 8th, as well as Wednesday, November 9th, we are going to be in Cedar Hall. That's going to be here on the Green River College campus. And then after that, for the 10th and the 11th, Thursday and Friday, we are going to be in the brand new Mel Lindblom Student Union building, home of the Gator Grill and those delicious onion rings we keep talking about, as well as where we saw our the KGRG FM pledge drive show very recently. So tons of opportunities to get a hold of us. If you have questions, comments, concerns, need more clarification, call us up, 253-833-5004. Even if you're listening to this as a podcast, you know, still call up and the DJ on duty will get you squared away. Head to kgrg.com And look for more information there, or tweet at us at KGRGFM, and we will get you squared away with all of the pledge drive needs. So we talk about this a lot because we need your help to keep community radio going, keep radio for the kids, by the kids. But we're not just asking for money. We're going to give you gifts in return. So coming up, here's Such Small Hands by Law Dispute right here on 89.9 KGRG FM. We will be back with shout outs and closing out the night. This is Today's Rock.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM. Make a donation to the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive by calling 253-833-5004.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Late Night Deaf Mascot, all skinless. We here on LND love this time of the year. Why? Because the cold, deafly air makes for great black metal weather.
Today is the day I die. I will take my life with a rope, a bullet, or maybe a knife.
More black metal and everything else under the heavy metal umbrella. Tune in to Late Night Death every Friday night at 10 on KGRG FM, iHeartRadio, and the KGRG FM app.
Hey, it's your buddy Ben Damon from KGRG FM, and I totally get that the struggle is absolutely real getting to class in the morning. You gotta get up, get dressed, get moving, fight traffic.
I'm walking here.
Stop to get coffee. Spill your coffee.
Whoa, it's hot.
Find a parking space. And get to class. Good thing is, the Gator Grill and Daily Grind Coffee make it super easy for you to get to campus, get your coffee and breakfast, and get on the way to class. And there's always good grub, from breakfast burritos for just $3.50 to 20-ounce lattes under $5. They're also here for you at lunchtime, too, so you never have to go off campus to fuel up in the afternoon. The Gator Grill and the Daily Grind, just inside the Student Union building here at Green River College.
FM 89.9 KGRG FM. That was Coughed Out by the Front Bottoms. That by request from Cool Guy Luke.
Nice.
Hitting us up on our brand new Twitter at MMAD Radio KGRG. I didn't realize that sounded so convoluted until I started saying it. Anyway, so you've been listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 FM as part of the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. And it's been a really fun night, but it is getting close to the witching hour. And that means it's time for us to do what we do at this time every week. Sing along, because you know the words.
Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud. Turn it up louder.
I think I was thinking figuratively and not literally, but I choose
fun. We did
it. I choose fun. Very nice. Well done. A
Yay.
Plus.
That's a 10.
Yes. And before we go around the room to close out the night with closing thoughts, shout out to you listening to us, because without our listeners, we'd just be talking to ourselves, and that's just awkward.
More than normal.
That's a little weird.
So let's start by peering into the mailbag and see who's been corresponding with us. And let's go to the newsroom and see who's been talking to us out on the Twitters tonight.
On the tweeters?
Yeah, out on the tweeters.
Well,
we've gotten a lot of followers. We've gotten a lot of followers tonight.
Yay!
Yeah, we've gained some followers, so that's awesome. Like you said, we had Luke calling out a song request.
Yeah.
We had our man Corey calling out a song request. Uh-huh. Let's see what else we got out here. Yeah.
I understand.
It's Luke and Corey.
About it as I scroll down, probably because it's still the new page.
It's new. It's new.
Fresh.
It's cool. So if you want to get in on the ground level, you know, be amongst the first to follow us. Be amongst the first 100 to follow us. The first 89 perhaps to follow us. You know, maybe I'll give a sticker to follower number 89 or something. We'll see.
That would be pretty cool.
But lots of new followers. A lot of Potter and Family podcasters have kind of followed us over. So I appreciate everybody that has picked us up and followed us at our new Twitter handle, MMAD Radio KGRG. We occasionally peer into the email bag. We have an email address, mmad@kgrg.com. And we received an email earlier today for something that we will be promoting next week. Can't tell you too much about it. Well, yeah.
It's a little secretive,
but it's a show that we're... an upcoming concert that we're excited to promote.
Ooh.
And possibly an interview opportunity. Things are still in flux, so we'll just leave that as a tease. But if you are a band that's interested in promoting your stuff, or if you're a listener that wants to correspond with us via email, again, you know, I'm old. I check emails. mmad@kgrg.com for that correspondence. And if you want to hear your name at the end of the night, because really, who doesn't love hearing their name on the radio? Reach out to us either on social media or email us again. That is at mmad.
Why don't you refresh the email really fast?
I don't have it up.
Oh.
Do you have it up?
No.
No.
Mickey, do you have the email up by chance?
Yikes.
So, Mickey, maybe you could do that because I think Hunter's maybe going somewhere with this. But that's okay. We will continue. I forget there was going to be something I was going to say something else about the email.
Sorry. How about the emails?
Okay, so we just got an email from this weirdo named Hunter Roy. And he says, I love your show. You guys rock, especially Hunter. Thank you. Signed, Hunter.
Nice.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some weirdo.
He must be a fan.
I
like
He was nobody's favorite Jason in Friday the 13th Part 5, A New Beginning, a.k.a. Roy the Movie. So good.
Burn, baby, burn.
All right, so let's continue and go into the newsroom. And intern alias Mouse Rat, you're so... thank you for the email, by the way. That was adorable. That way it's getting used. I appreciate that. Shout outs, closing thoughts for the night.
I would like to always shout out to Dolly Parton.
Here we go.
Dolly Parton must always be shouted out to until she shouts out back to us.
Yeah. Now you have a new Twitter too.
Yes, shout I know, out right? We can shout out with that.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to the people who are going to vote tomorrow. I know here at KGRG we do not get political or we try to stay away from that, but whatever happens with this country is going to look somewhat different afterwards. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for us to go out and do our civic duty.
Absolutely.
I know people are tired of hearing that smashed into their heads, but I mean, it's a right. So I couldn't wait to vote in my first political election. So I got to.
What an experience.
that's all we're going to say about that.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I would like to give a shout out to my best friend Sophie over in Vermont. She's going through a rough time right now. She has a friend whose health is not doing too well there. It's actually her roommate. So send in love her way over the airs.
Absolutely.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Nick, this really awesome guy that has come into my life, and he has like four cats. They're really great. One's a mom, and the other three are the
so
kids.
Cute.
It's really adorable. So yeah, shout out to him for just being awesome in everything he does. But yeah,
it's great.
So that's my shout out to, and a shout out to you guys. Like, this weekend was so much fun. Saturday was like a blast with you guys. I just loved getting to geek out with you guys and see all the geekiness together.
It was fun and it was kind of funny because like one of the things that you wanted to get out of the con experience but you kind of missed was me shopping.
I know. I wanted to see you shop.
I did my shopping.
Shop till you drop.
I did my shopping on Sunday.
And
you know what I found, you guys?
Wild dog?
More wild dog comics.
Yeah!
Now, actually, I want to talk about this really quick, and I don't mean to trample on anyone else's shout-outs, but so that first Wild Dog series came out in 1987, and I thought that was it. That was just those four issues. Mm-hmm. Come to find out through some internetting, because like I've become like newly obsessed with this character over the last several months. Apparently, Wild Dog appeared in several issues of Action Comics Weekly.
Hmm.
For a while, Action Comics became an anthology series with like four or five different characters having like side stories and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So Wild Dog actually appeared in like 20 issues at like 8 pages a whack per issue.
Jeez.
And I had no idea they even existed up until very recently.
Dang.
Because of my new renewed interest in the character.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, since I've already kind of flirted with telling the story, I'm going to just kind of tell it. So Wild Dog is a character that I found in 1987 when he came out, you know, just being a Jason fan, I was driven to the hockey mask.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, he's wearing camouflage pants and had all these machine guns, had everything that young Mike needed. It's like this character gave me everything I wanted. And, you know, I just kind of forgot about him up until we started talking about him here on the show. And, you know, as you guys saw from my Halloween costume, I've become newly obsessed with this guy. And, you know, he's shown up on CW's Arrow now. This is a character that is so absurd, but yet is still on television. This is a real character on a real TV show and is part of the DC TV universe. It's bizarre. But anyway, I never would have thought that 30 years later that I would find more comics with mm-hmm. this character. And I found some this weekend at the Jet City Comic Show. I tweeted a couple pictures from some of the comics I grabbed.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I got like a fat stack and decent prices on them too.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that did not lighten my wallet very much for those bargains. I also got a couple other cool things. I got like a really cool Jango Fett action figure and some other cool stuff. But anyway, yeah. So I wanted to share that Wild Dog story with you guys because I was in shopping mode, on Sunday at Jet City Comic Show, but it's not my shout out time. Sorry. Let's see what is on Intern Wednesday's mind.
Da-da-da-dum.
Is there anything? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, buddy.
Just a second.
Anyway, so shout out to Bullet for My Valentine for a beautiful new music video and song that scares the bejesus out of people, but yep. I love it. And shout out to Billy Joe for rocking them skinny jeans.
Mm. And that eyeliner.
Yes, and the eyeliner and the hair, because you're still looking fab.
Yep.
And
you can see the years on him, but he still rocks that aesthetic well.
But he's still bae, so.
Always.
And a shout out to everyone in here, and a shout out to everyone out there. Shout out to everyone.
Shout out to the rabbits and the squirrels. And
that's really sweet.
That's about it. That's all I got.
Cool.
I'm done.
Very good. So, Mickey, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I would love to go.
Very good.
So, I have a few shout outs. I would like to give my shout outs, obviously, to Jay, Clams, and Mitch, all my favorite people, as well as everyone at the station right now, because I flippin' love you guys.
I love you too.
You're great. Aww. And I love hanging out with you. Shout out to every squad that I'm in, because apparently I'm in a million now.
You're in all the squads, yes.
And also, shout out to Mads Mikkelsen. Call me 253-833-5004. Honey, you hot.
Oh, okay. Clarify though, why shout outs to him?
Because I watched Doctor Strange and like I would keep smacking my friend whenever I'd see him. I'm like, that's him, that's him. And they're like, I know it's Mads Mikkelsen.
Even rocking the streaked mascara.
Girl,
aesthetic.
I feel that every night when I take off my eyeliner.
I figured as much. That's why I wanted to ask.
So those are all my shout-outs.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, I have a bunch of Jet City Comic Show-related shout-outs.
I was going to say, don't forget about the podcasters.
I got them. Yeah. It's on my list.
That was one of those things you told us to remind you.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yeah.
And DOA.
And, yeah, don't let me forget to give away DOA tickets. Actually, I'm going to talk about DOA right now, so just so I don't forget. Saturday, November 12th, Canadian punk rock legends DOA are going to be playing at El Corazon. They have a new album, Hard Rain Falling. It's out now on Sudden Death Records. On vinyl, too. They have LP and CD.
Ooh,
so, yeah, whoa. El Corazon and KGRG-FM presents DOA along with Coffin Break, Box Cutter, Coyote Bread, and Three Fingers.
Coyote Bread?
B-R-E-D.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ow, okay, ow. I was thinking like a loaf.
Me too.
Like a loaf.
I was thinking that as like well. But anyway, that show is this Saturday, November 12th. Call us up at 253-833-5004. You and a friend will be heading out to DOA, and you can hang out with new ticket winner Blake. Shout out to new listener Blake. Thanks for hanging with us and discovering
thank you, Blake.
The station.
Thanks
yeah.
a million.
Yeah, so he and a friend is also going to check out DOA. But anyway, yeah, so shout out to our ticket winners. And stay tuned for your opportunities to win more tickets. Call us up at 253-833-5004 if you want to go check out DOA. Okay, let's see. So Jet City Comic Show shout outs. First, to James Taylor and Brian Meredith, who put on the show. I go back more years with Brian than I think some of you guys might be alive. Actually, that's not accurate. But,
what?
But no, Brian worked at the comic shop that high school Mike bought his comic books from.
Uh-huh. That's
adorable.
I've known Brian since I was 15. So yeah, so it was, you know, he and I caught up and chatted for a hot minute, and it's just kind of funny because we're both rockin' gray in our beards, so we were kind of, you know, just chatting about the older guy aesthetic. And I mean, shoot, he's a dad with like three kids.
Oh,
and
my
all
God.
This I mean, yeah, it's interesting. But anyway, so shout out to those guys for putting on a fantastic show. Oops.
Hello. Thanks, Killing Spree.
Well, that worked out okay because that was probably when I needed to fire that anyway. I'll figure out my board problems later. Okay, let's see. Also, more shout-outs to our good friend Jason Halverson from Comic Book Characters for Causes. Tony Stark, basically. They do a lot of costuming and charity pictures and things like that. We hung around at their booth a lot. You can find them at CBC4C, the number 4, CBC4C.com. Also, I give shout-outs to costumers, the Mandalorian Mercs, who basically they... the Mandalorians are the race of people that Boba Fett comes from. So they're basically variations of the Boba Fett aesthetic, but they're local. So yeah, they're really super cool, nice, sweet folks. Yeah, we hung around and did a ticket raffles with them. It was fun. And then also to Garrison Titan of the 501st Legion.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Those were the stormtroopers that you guys took pictures with. Both very cool costume-related charities, so check them out. Also, Hunter alluded to this earlier, shout-out to Mike Gillis and Casey Doran, the hosts of Radio vs. the Martians podcast. Also, Podcasta La Vista and Hex and Violence. Awesome local folks. They record out of Tacoma. Their website is radioversusthemartians.com. So, a couple of their podcasts I want to talk about. So Radio versus the Martians is just kind of like a pop culture type podcast. Not all that dissimilar to what we do on the radio here. yeah, it's a fun show. They have panelists come in occasionally and just get really deep. I listened to them do an episode about the Fast and Furious franchise, and it's amazing. They just basically talk about how cars are magic. And it's fantastic.
Wow.
Podcasta La Vista is about the glory that is Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies. and that's all it is. They just talk about a different movie in a different episode. And their newest podcast, called Hex and Violence, talks about DC Comics Western hero Jonah Hex. I was waiting for Hunter to perk up, but it never happened. But anyway, so like what they do is they take they read a 1970s issue of Jonah Hex and then like a more current one from the more recent one in the 2000s and kind of compare and contrast.
Oh.
Yeah, Jonah Hex is one of my favorite DC Comics characters. He's great. It's, you know, basically a Western character that you can drop into any setting and he's still just as badass. Anyway, check him out. Local folks, Radio versus the Martians.com. And speaking of local podcasters, shout out to the Out of the Fridge podcast. I tried to track them down a few times on the show floor, but we kept missing each other. Like they were having lunch when I was on the show floor and I was not at the show when they were on the floor. It's a big convention. It's easy to lose somebody. Anyhow, they do a weekly feminist comic book podcast. Check them out on Twitter at Out of the Fridge. And yeah, their photographer, Eric Mannix, was the guy that I was. I've been corresponding with him a lot recently. And yeah, just couldn't quite make that connection. I told him that we would do that in the future. Let's see. So we did shout outs to all of our ticket winners. We did shout outs to all of our people that made requests. So I think we are about good to go. Mickey, any last closing thoughts for the night?
Did we ever talk about giving away those tickets?
Yes.
Yes.
We're waiting for your call.
Oh.
But well, let's remind folks, call us up at 253-833-5004 and you and a friend can check out DOA, a Canadian punk rock band, this Saturday, November 12th at El Corazon. That's going to be a sick show. We only have one pair of tickets left and once they're gone, they're gone.
Definitely.
Cool. Thank you for the reminder. I appreciate that.
No problem.
And if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page on KGRG.com and in the on-demand section of the KGRG FM app. You can also catch our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, the Stitcher Radio app, and on iTunes. Like, share, rate, and review the show wherever you find it. We'd appreciate the feedback. And if you'd like to continue hearing today's rock on KGRG and student-produced shows like this one, then consider donating to the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. Not only will your tax-deductible donation help keep community radio on the air, you know, keeping radio by the kids for the kids, but you'll also get cool KGRG stuff as gifts. The holidays are coming, and Pledge Drive is that time to stock up on KGRG merch. For more details about our gift packages, how to donate, and as well as where and when our table will be set up right here on the Green River College campus, click the Donate tab on KGRG.com. So tease for next week. We'll have tickets to that Nerdcore show. MC Chris headlining on the 10 years of touring tour along with good friends of the show, MC Lars, as well as Mega Ran. That is going to be Saturday, November 19th at El Corazon, the big stage. That's going to be a lot of fun. We will have tickets for that show next week, as well as another show that we're going to be supporting that I can't quite tell you about because the details are in flux, but we will have that figured out by next week. It's going to be exciting. There's a band that has more influences than I care to count, but the first thing that caught my eye was comic books. I was like, oh,
yeah,
we likes it nerdy around here, so it's all good there. All of that next week on a thrilling all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight. We are out, but keep it locked right here for more of today's rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. So closing out the night, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a taste of what you've got to expect next week. As I scroll down, let's see. Now I'm trying to figure out how I want to do that. Okay, so yeah, so closing things out, here is friend of the show, friend of the station, nerdcore royalty, MC Lars, with Sublime with Rome.
Nice.
I'm Mike.
I'm Mickey.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Hunter.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark. And until next time, make good choices.
Or don't.
Good night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.